Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Well, if you paid any attention to AmFest this weekend, the turning point event of the year, it's a conference, it's a speaking event. I feel like there's such a small portion of our audience that would be like super hyper focused and plugged into what America Fest is. I think the majority of our audience would be interested in it. I just don't think that you spend your whole weekend, the weekend before Christmas, taking in every minute of it. But it's an incredibly cool weekend, four-day experience, conference, festival, or whatever, where conservatives come together and speak on all sorts of issues. They have lots of different stages where people are different people are speaking about things. They have conflicting views that are being presented that people are speaking on. And J.D. Vance was speaking there. Of course, Tucker Carlson and Ben Shapiro, they both traded barbs on at each other over the course of the event. But since I invoked the barbs, there was another special guest.
Our vice president.
Well?
Do you know who that voice is? If you haven't heard this yet, do you know who that voice is? None other than Nicki Minaj on the stage at AmFest. This is, to me, This is probably going to be the most impactful thing that AmFest manifests this weekend.
On the stage with Erica Kirk.
Yes.
Not just on by herself.
No.
With this now iconic person, Erica Kirk, and the cloak is off. She's saying, I'm in.
Yeah, you can't be, you know, I said when I interviewed Harris Faulkner a couple weeks ago, because Harris Faulkner was at the UN when Nicki Minaj went to the UN to bring attention to Christians being slaughtered in Nigeria. Harris Faulkner suggested that maybe I was one of the barbs, and I said I am at most maybe barb curious. I am more curious now. I don't know that I will be...
Barbs are fans of Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, it's her. It's like being a Swiftie, but not probably. I don't know. I like the song Super Bass. I've always liked the song Super Bass. She is in that song with the person who sings, the main singer who sings it, and Ariana Grande. I can't remember who the other singer is. But it's a fun song. It's a good pop song. I'm not super into hip hop. I'm also not into like super sexualized hip hop. I don't live a life that accommodates that. But she is certainly out there speaking on issues that are big issues. There are more cross sections that I have with Nicki Minaj than I thought. Here's what she said.
I have the utmost respect and admiration for our president. He has, I don't know if he even knows this, but he's given so many people hope that there's a chance to beat the bad guys and to win and and to do it with your head held high and your integrity intact. He's from Queens, New York, like me. So, but what it's shown me personally is sometimes, you know, even in the worst feeling times in your life, you think that you're never going to come back from it. But you do. And our president shows that. He's been through every single thing a person could be through publicly. Having to constantly be lied on. It's not really that funny. Until you are in that person's shoes that's being lied on, you'll never understand what it feels like. That person is a human being. They have a family who has to read those lies. And that's not, and it's just not fair. But this administration is full of people with heart and soul. And they make me proud of them. Our vice president, he makes me, well, I love both of them, but they're both.
So she goes on and has this sit down conversation with Erica Kirk on the stage at America Fest. And I am watching everything leading up to this moment. Of course, like when she went out and spoke with at the UN about the Christians in Nigeria and everything, like I thought, well, gosh, that's really bold. And I don't know that her Christianity and her, I know her from her job, which is everything that I'm reading about her. Now I've had to read this about her, but I've seen it consistently in many places that she is the queen of rap. She is known as the most successful female rapper of all time, maybe, but certainly at the height of this moment in time. Nicki Minaj is not somebody who's trying to make a name for herself here. She is not coming onto the stage at AmFest in an effort to cut through and have people learn about her and know her. And the thing of about everything leading into this moment, she seems to me to be, she had seemed to me to be very much so like kind of like a pot stirrer, willing to go out there on X and post something on X that would get the people going, that would get people talking, that would, of course, bring in the droves of people on X that are Trump supporters. And then the algorithm just goes crazy. And you bring all these other people in who know nothing about your music, but love what you're saying here right now. Like, is this a marketing game that she's playing? And if she is, she's playing it smart. So I'm, you know, I don't know what I'm here to judge her on. But when she went and had these conversations with Erica Kirk on the stage, it took away any question that I had that she was serious about the things that, yes, were absolutely stirring the pot on X. That she is thinking her own thoughts and she is articulating her own beliefs without anybody coming in and saying what she means is. She's owning it. She is who she is. She thinks the way she thinks. And she is unafraid, courageous in being willing to go there, to say these things out loud, and then to go in like the most hyper-conservative place you could be at an AmFest stage. It's incredible to me. And I'm not usually like roped in. I don't believe what I believe more because Nicki Minaj said it. I have mad respect that she said it and a wider lens on how I'm viewing her and probably anybody in Hollywood or in the entertainment world willing to open the aperture on the lens that I have right now to think maybe I shouldn't just throw the whole baby out with the bathwater if it's entertainment, if it's music, if it's movies or TV or whatever. Those people are all that. Maybe they're not.
It is such a huge step for her because it's a demographic, honestly, that Republicans have struggled with even recently. Black females do not vote Republican very often at all. They just don't, by the numbers. And she is maybe one of the biggest influencers in at least that demographic. But what she's saying matters too. And I don't know that everybody who's heard this news knows exactly what we just played. But what she's saying is much deeper than just politics. She's talking about a cultural shift. She's talking about the character of the people leading this charge, which is saying a lot more than just, oh, I want to lower taxes, so I'm a Republican. You know, I mean, that's important. But she's talking about MAGA. She's talking about the people in charge and how she really likes them and admires them.
I'm going to add in here, too, this comment from Robbie on our YouTube stream says, I have no respect for rappers who rap about filth. You're not a role model. I don't think that this is about being a role model. I don't think that this is, I don't think that we're sitting here looking at Nicki Minaj going, oh, I can't wait to show my 13-year-old daughter Nicki Minaj and what she said. I want my daughter to be just like Nicki Minaj. I don't think that's what Nicki Minaj is asking for.
It's just like anything else. Like, let's say you voted for a politician in the past that you were like, eh, lesser of two evils. Let's say you voted for Mitt Romney. Did you agree with everything Mitt Romney did and said?
Yeah.
Of course not.
Or Donald Trump,
for that matter.
Do I want my kids to grow up and be as philandering as he at least put himself out there to be when he was a real estate tycoon who paved everything with gold and was surrounded by beautiful women? I mean, really, it's really quite interesting that the rap industry loved Donald Trump so much pre-politician Donald Trump, because there is a lot of earthy consumerism that is celebrated by both of those cultures. They exist in this earthly world that we live in. And just because somebody does something that isn't necessarily of the virtuous path with which I would want those people to serve as a role model, doesn't mean that they are insignificant or unable to have a perspective and a point on life.
And you've been saying this about even Tucker Carlson and Ben Shapiro. You can listen and agree with 75%. You don't have to endorse literally everything that person has ever done.
Yeah.
Which is the same with Nicki Minaj.
Here's another quick clip that I wanted to play. And this leads into what I think is going to be a huge 2026 story.
You had some fun words for Governor Newsom. I have to read these tweets because they're amazing and they're so funny. Okay. First one, we'll do this one. Unless you want to read it in your own voice, I think it'd be really great. Okay.
Oh, Gabby Poo, it only gets worse from here for you, buddy. It's the end of the road for you, my love. Get on the nearest jet ski and let that beautiful hair blow in the wind. It'll make you happier than this race that you will not win. Enjoy life. Peace.
Okay. One more.
Why not? Imagine being the guy running on wanting to see trans kids. Haha, not even a trans adult would run on that. Normal adults wake up and think they want to see healthy, safe, happy kids. Not Gav. The Gav knocks. Gav not in. Gav out. Send in the next guy. I'm bored.
Gavin Newsom is not going to be Mr. Nominee for the Democrat Party. He's not going to be it. Gavin Newsom's main attraction for people who talk about politics right now is that he's as obsessed with hating Donald Trump as they are. And that's it. He doesn't offer a solution. Right now, he offers the next hit, the next I hate Donald Trump TDS hit of whatever it is he wants to spoon feed the people who are needing that. Those are not real problems that real actual people trying to get into the Oval Office are trying to fix. Those are political problems. And Gavin Newsom wants to be the foil for Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the foil for Gavin Newsom. And when Nicki Minaj is not arguing with you, when Nicki Minaj is making fun of you, mocking you, and your whole presentation, the wavy hair flowing in the wind, you're cooked, buddy. And I think he knows it. He's going to have to milk these last days that he has, because he's not going to be the governor of California any longer. His next step will be one of two things: try to be in the Senate or try to be the president of the United States. He could potentially win a Senate seat. He will not be president of the United States. Please don't put me in a montage after he wins the presidency to be the United States president.
The other thing that I've mentioned before, that this is kind of like a low watermark usually in a presidency, this moment. This isn't bandwagon time. This isn't usually when people jump on and go, yeah, I'm a part of that. That's usually during a campaign season or at the high water mark. Even when you hear celebrities, you're like, oh, did Woody Harrelson say something? Did Jamie Kennedy just say something? When you're looking for it, she's coming out in the middle of a moment where it's just not that time.
Well, but yes, nationally, it is that time in California because they have a governor race coming up. But that, to your point, Gavin Newsom's not in the race. California, what they do next is a referendum on the Gavin Newsom fingerprints that are all over the destroyed, beautiful state of California. I always think about Illinois has so much to offer. In the Midwest, we are prime position on the Mississippi River, right in the middle of the country, to be this flourishing place where businesses flock to, because you can do business in the Midwest probably a little cheaper than you can on the coasts. But the Democrats can't get out of their own way. In California, Gavin Newsom is going to be a huge effect on who they choose to be the governor next. I just wish Illinois could come.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
GrasserHomeServices.com. If you want thick, healthy, gorgeous hair, then you need hair volume from New Nordic. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy, hair volume is available online at Amazon and NewNordicUSA.com or in the hair care aisle at your local CVS.
Rooted in faith, grounded in family, we're back with more truth. This is the Annie Fry Show.
Hold up. Check it out.
Sports and local.
Ethan's region.
Well, that's pretty boring.
Yeah, it is.
That's what they say, Ethan.
That's what they say.
That's the rumor.
I was specifically...
Ether, are you awake?
Referring to the... No, it's on my eye. I was specifically...
He's crying. You hurt his feelings.
Yeah, usually a little more creative.
He hurt his feelings.
Usually give me a little more...
Did you hear Ryan's...
time and attention than that.
Diabolical chuckle after that played?
I like the ones that just stop.
He just went, yeah. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate that. Busy Sunday night for the St. Louis Cardinals. Wilson Contreras is a Cardinal no more.
Two L's.
Two L's, yes. Thank
not our
you.
Problem
Appreciate
anymore.
That. He is not a son of Will.
You gonna miss him?
Very much so.
He was the like life of the team, it seemed like. You know, Yadi was very similar to that. Like, whatever was going on, it was 100%. He had emotions about things. I appreciated that.
Very passionate. Wore his emotions on his sleeve. Played the game the right way. Successful on the field. Did whatever he was told. I mean, the Cardinals in 2023, when they first acquired him, were going to move him to the outfield. I mean, and he was a... I mean, he handled it like a pro. He got moved to first base last year. No complaining.
Where's he going to play for the Red Sox?
Not... Hasn't been announced yet. He'll probably play mostly first base.
Is
but
he done catching?
Not necessarily. During the winter meetings, Marmol was asked about that, if he thinks that he would catch again. And he said that he thinks that he would, depending on the team he gets traded to, if there's a need for it. I'm not sure if there's a need in Boston. Right now, they do need a first baseman, as they have a young prospect that's still rehabbing from an injury that he endured last year. So he's going to play some first base, may platoon a little bit there, DH. But yeah, this is a guy that played the game the right way, had a lot of success in his 3 years in St. Louis, and I'm sure that the clubhouse is going to miss him. I certainly am going to miss him. I never had a bad interaction with Wilson Contreras, was always kind, always great with the media. So yeah, the Cardinals trade away Wilson Contreras as well as $8 million with him, and they get three pieces in return. The first one, the most notable one, being right-handed starting pitcher Hunter Dobbins. Dobbins is going to be expected to be a part of the Cardinals' starting rotation next year. Last year, his first season in the majors, did pretty well in his short sample size. Started 11 games, had an ERA right around 4. And then, unfortunately, had kind of a freak injury where he was going to cover the bag at first when it was being fielded by the first baseman. And when he stepped on the bag, he tore his ACL. Ugh. So that was last May. And so he's been out ever since, but he's expected that he's going to be good to go for the start of spring training, which is a good sign.
Here's a question for you, Ethan, from a listener. It's a statement that I'm turning into a question from my Fritz 11. Why does it seem like a lot of former Cardinals end up on playoff teams?
I mean, that there's two answers to that question. Right now, while the Cardinals are selling, it's because we are in a state where we are not buying, we are not adding, we are trading away good players, and other teams are giving us prospects for them. That is what you do when you are a selling team. You trade your better players, and they go to teams that are trying to compete and contend for a playoff spot, a World
Series. You're suggesting
that
the people who want our better players are already in a position to be in the playoffs, and our good players might be something that helps them get across or compete deeper.
Correct. That's the first part, the now answer to that question. If you're referring to, you know, some of these other guys that the Cardinals have moved on from in the past that have gone on to have really good careers with other teams. Obviously, the notable one was when we traded away Randy Arozarena a couple years ago, and he ends up going on the epic run and making getting to the World Series with the Tampa Bay Rays, winning the American League Championship Series MVP. There certainly have been cases like that in the past, and I would argue that at times it was poor front office management, where sometimes you take gambles in trades that you make. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, and you tip your cap. But it felt like there was definitely a period of time when there was, it felt like quite a bit of, you know, getting the worst or the worst side of a trade being made. That's not where the Cardinals are at right now. Where the Cardinals are at right now is a different, because they aren't trying to buy. It's more concerning when you're trying to buy, and the.
Is this an exciting time for you, or is this like a? Because I think people who aren't watching the hot stove, the day-to-day right now, that it's just kind of a, it feels like a bummer.
Like, no, it is.
But for you, you're like super plugged in. Are you hyped right now for the Cardinals or not quite yet?
This time of year is fun because, especially when you're, even if you're trading away guys and you know it's probably going to mean that the season's going to be bumpy, it's, for me, it's exciting because I'm looking into it as, okay, how are we investing in our future and who do we hope, who are we going to be keeping an eye on as to who will be a part of that? That's where it's exciting for me. Hunter Dobbins, Brandon Clark, some of these guys that we've traded for in the last several weeks, I look at them and I say, okay, how are they going to contribute to our long-term success? And that's more so where I get excited for in St. Louis for a long time. We heard the talk, but we didn't necessarily get the walk as to, hey, we want to compete for a world championship. But that wasn't necessarily happening. Chaim Bloom, the new president of baseball operations, was very honest about where the organization was and said, this is what we need to do in order to get back to being a championship team. Unfortunately, it's not going to be all smooth sailing leading up to that, but they've said that they are willing to sacrifice short-term success in order to hit their long-term goals.
Predict it right now in 2026, Ethan, how many games do the Cardinals win?
Oh, man. I would probably put it somewhere around 75 is a pretty realistic spot, 75, 78. I would be very surprised if they were an above 500 team. But that doesn't mean there aren't things that you can't be looking forward to. You know, they're going to have some really highly regarded prospects that are going to be up with the major league team in 2026, including, I expect, J.J. Weatherholt, the number 5 prospect in all of Major League Baseball. There's going to be some pitching prospects to keep an eye on. So the season is certainly not lost. There's definitely going to be important parts of this year, continued development of a lot of your young guys. But it's definitely not going to be a year where the Cardinals are looking to be contending for a playoff spot.
Below 500.
I would be surprised if they were not below 500.
In 2026, do the Blues make the playoffs?
And so this upcoming year?
This season.
I'm going to say no. I think that they're just so injured right now. The reason that I don't think that we're going to have a part two of last year is because everything just kind of worked out perfectly for them to go on that run. They were healthy at the right times, and they have so many key injuries, right? Key players that are hurt right now and are going to be hurt for the next 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 2 months, to where I just have a hard time believing they're going to be able to climb themselves out of this hole before the trade deadline. I think that they're going to sell off a couple of pieces probably at the deadline.
Brad, your thoughts? Do you think he's right on the Cardinals and the Blues?
I think he's definitely right on the Cardinals, and I think he's right on the Blues. I would say I don't think it's actually injuries. I think that they are who we... I think they were overestimated in their skill and ability.
There's probably some of that.
And their cohesion as a team. When I watch Blues games, I see a lot of missed passes, like assuming somebody's going to be in a spot and they're not there. That is a cohesion issue.
I think my hope was that some of that, as the season went along, was going to get better, and it's not having that opportunity because of injuries now.
Yeah, Ryan, do you agree with Ethan?
No, he's wrong on both fronts.
Yeah, give us the better predictions. For the Cardinals next year, how many games?
Cardinals over 120 wins next year.
That would be a major league record.
At baseball?
In baseball. You know, now they're not going to play other sports. Now, if you want me to do football Cardinals, we can do that in the next
Blues,
segment.
No, I don't. You don't even have to prep.
Okay. Good.
Blues playoffs 2026?
Blues playoffs 2026 for sure.
In?
Yeah, they're gonna make it, and they're not only gonna win the Stanley Cup, they're going to
not only
win the World Series,
not
beating the Cardinals.
They're gonna win the World Series, and they're gonna win every game for the rest of the season.
Okay, did you listen to Ethan's commentary?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Okay, well, I want to. You know, we always need to make sure you feel balanced.
Now you got both sides.
Both sides of that issue. All right, let's discuss the YouTube live chat poll when we come back. In 2026, how would you like to see the Annie Fry Show evolve next year? I'm going to open the phones. Is this a dangerous thing to do?
Yes.
Should we do it?
Yes.
314-241-9797. We're asking, do you want to hear more political discussion, more cultural discussion, more lighthearted fun, or do you want to have it stay the same? In 2026, how would you like to see the show evolve? I'm going to ask Ethan to hyper screen phone calls. So if you want to get on the phone with us and chat on the air, 314-241-9797. We're only taking the good calls, though. So give us a call. You can text us there as well. We'll be right back.
lines are open now.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Now is a good time to remind you that we are going to have an amazing Christmas special set up for you. We've done this every year. I think 2016 was the first year that I did this, and it was when I was doing Saturdays. And Saturdays, my show originated in 2016, Saturdays 5 to 7 p.m., and I basically took over Christmas Day. We kind of made Christmas an opportunity for us to play music that maybe you didn't hear all day at, by Christmas, aren't you sick and tired of some of the same songs over and over again? Like the mainstream ones.
Yeah.
There are a lot more opportunities and ways for you to listen to Christmas music in 2025 than there were in 2016.
Yes.
A lot more mainstream ways. But you kind of get used to the same thing over and over and over again, and you're almost done with it. We wanted to pull in some kind of an eclectic mix of music that we like. A lot of Christian stuff, certainly. The holiday is a Christian acknowledgement for me, certainly, and for us here on the show. But then also anecdotes, highlighting different types of movies that are classic Christmas movies, so that we wanted to create an atmosphere for you where you can tune into 97.1 starting noon on Christmas Eve. So that would be Wednesday. And we're going to just be your friend until it goes through Christmas, like 6 p.m.
I think
maybe?
It goes. Does it go the whole day of Christmas or up until 6? I don't know the answer to that.
It's going to, but I mean, you're basically going to be accompanied by us. It's commercial free.
Uh-huh.
It's it's basically everything. The reason why you don't listen to music radio is because of all the interruptions and stuff. That's not what we're doing. We're basically going to be your friend throughout the course of Christmas Eve at noon through the holiday so that you can have us with you. It's not something that if you, you know, most people will be like, oh, you're going to have the family over. You're not going to turn 97.1 on. Well, maybe, I mean, some of you are. Some of you would turn it on and be like, what is all this friendly crap going on here? Well, that's the Andy Fry Show Christmas special.
Yeah, we do interrupt the songs at the very end of each one with more songs.
Oh, yes.
And with merriment.
Mm-hmm. There are a few things from the Christmas special that I carry with me at all times. And one of them is Ryan Wiggins singing Fantasy by Mariah Carey. And you might be wondering, Annie, how does that work? You'll have to listen to find out. But Ryan does this like mockumentary, retrospective, kind of like old VH1-esque biopic on Mariah Carey.
Right.
But it's really, I actually think every year when I listen to it, I actually think we're going to get sued.
Yeah, we're all kind of waiting for that. I did add one a couple years ago. I usually add something. The one that I added the most recently that I think has made its way back consistently, because sometimes I'll just swing and a miss, you know? It just sucks. Like, yeah, that ain't going to air.
Sometimes. That's why I'm always on the edge of my seat.
Right. but the Chipmunks one, where I explain writing a letter to the Chipmunks, that one I think has endured as well.
I am thinking about bringing my kids in today or tomorrow. We have one space. Like, a lot of the stuff gets reused every year, and so we try to build it and grow it. And I've asked Jensen, and she said she would come in and talk to me about recording the Luke 2 thing that she recorded when she was 4.
Oh, it's a behind the scenes.
She's 13 now.
Oh.
And like, if anyone starts reading Luke 2, it will start in those days, Caesar Augustus. We all go, in those days. Uh-huh. We just say like that. And then there's a part in the scripture where 4-year-old Jensen was sitting in the studio. I can see it right now. If you haven't heard it yet, you're in for a real treat, because the way this works is I had my 4-year-old daughter, as I said, who's now 13 years old. She sat down in the studio with me. Again, I was doing Saturday shows at the time. And I had my Bible open, and she was facing me. And I would say, in those days, and she'd go, in those days. And then I would just give 3-4-word increments of the whole thing. And she just repeated after me. So she wasn't as a 4-year-old reading scripture, although that would be cool. That's not really what happened. But she just repeated back to me whatever I said. And then I edited it together and made it part of a Christmas special.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to a firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for him in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord showed about them. And they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in the manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of a heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they have heard and seen, as it been told them.
Ugh. I can't start playing it, not play the whole thing. So she's 13. Inside that teenager is still that sweet little girl with a little of her mother's sass now, feeling emboldened to come out, and I'm very proud of her. So I was thinking about maybe bringing her in and talking to her about that experience. She also texted me that she's listening right now. So hi, Jensen. You did well. You did great.
Is she gonna give you the rundown of like how tough it was and you know what it's been since then?
I don't know.
What her life has become.
Yeah. Maybe I should have you interview her. All right. Before we take a break here, I want to get to a couple phone calls real quick. We're asking the question, in 2026, how would you like the AFS, the Annie Fry Show, to evolve? Dale, thank you for calling the show. Your thoughts? You want more political discussion, cultural discussion, more lighthearted fun, or stay the same? What do you think?
I appreciate you guys. I think you should leave it just as it is. I listen to you every day.
Well, thank you, Dale. I appreciate that. Even Ryan Wiggins? We shouldn't change anything about Ryan Wiggins?
Well, maybe.
Dale. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, Dale. Thanks for calling.
Merry Christmas.
Take care.
Dale's talking about my salary, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's still something.
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks, Dale. Appreciate that.
Another point for a salary increase for Ryan Wiggins. One more. Tim, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. How do you want to see the Annie Fry Show evolve in 2026?
Well, I love your show. I listen to it every day as often as I can. Often call in and you guys let me talk. So that's a plus.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And so one of the reasons why I tune in and love your show is because your faith comes out in the show. And so not only do I get the feeling of what's going on in the world in St. Louis, but then I get to see examples of good faith going on, which means I try to talk, get my kids to listen to you all the time.
Do they?
No.
How old are your kids?
Is it because of Ryan Wiggins?
Unfortunately, no. Because that could be corrected.
That's true.
No, they're one of them is a little left leaning.
Yeah.
And so my thing is, if I can get them to listen to you guys, then hopefully some of it rubs off on them without me yelling at or talking. Talking to them.
You said yelling first for going with that one, Tim.
I'm sorry, that slipped.
Tim, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for making us a part of your day. We appreciate the opportunity to be a part of it.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas to you as well. I thought you were going to get hung out to drive there. You didn't.
No, I didn't. Although maybe, you know, like if the ratings could improve by getting rid of me, they would do it like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
This text says,
I wouldn't let them, Ryan.
I think it's your faith-based ideology that truly differentiates your discussion, so please don't skip that. Love the mix of serious and lighthearted talk, among other things.
Anybody totally roasting us?
There's little criticisms, but they're mostly in the in the vein of, I like what you're doing, I'd like to see more of this or that.
Yeah, okay, let's talk about those when we come back.
Okay.
If you want to roast us, are we okay with that? Can we handle it?
I'm not, but you can roast Annie.
If you want to roast me, 314-241-9797. I can take it. How do we do better in 2026? Tell us. We'll be right back. Give us the bass. I think I can do bass better than this.
I don't know the words.
She's a bass.
Of this famous song.
Just repeat what she just said there. Tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Get that chin down in that chest, Ryan Wiggins.
See, I'm not quite a true bass.
All right, welcome back. Man, that conversation that we had of you telling that story of being one of three people that were bass in the choir, I play that for my family at home, and it might be the funniest story you've ever told.
That's so crazy, because my stories are pretty good, and that one wasn't that great.
Your stories are all about you playing jokes,
yeah,
making comedy happen. That story is about it happening to you.
Maybe that's why it's better. Maybe I, you know what though? The story about me playing dodgeball last year and falling straight on my face in front of literally the whole crowd of people in the stands that were playing the game also is definitely not me creating comedy for the sake of myself. That was embarrassing. I can't believe I've never told that bass story though, because the only thing I remember about that whole concert is afterwards my brother going, hey, that was great.
Your brother's the real hero of that story.
Yes.
He's the one who sells it. Our YouTube poll for the day in 2026, how would you like to see this show evolve? You want more political discussion, more cultural discussion, more lighthearted fun, or you want it to stay the same? If you hustle over to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, we have votes coming in there, and we'd love to know your thoughts on it. A few comments here I'm going to read from the YouTube. You can text Ryan at 314-241-9797. He's got some there. Damon says, more lighthearted fun. Lori follows that up with maybe a bit more lighthearted fun. Brian said, I really enjoy the mixture of how it's going right now. Here's a longer one from Jim. Do not ever use acronyms again. And this is something that I do if I'm interviewing somebody and they're, you know, like foreign policy or something, and an acronym or a term gets thrown out. If you're like in it, you don't realize that you've lost a lot of people because you're speaking shop talk, essentially, with acronyms.
They don't know what United Arab Emirates is when you go, well, it's in the UAE.
The UAE, maybe. And so I think that's good advice, is to say things more clearly and not as much what I would call shop talk. Remove that song that says, I'm not America's sweetheart. Annie is America's sweetheart. Yeah. Number three, teach the basics of conservatism repeatedly. You would be shocked at some of the folks listening who are trying to understand conservatism and come from bad homes and life experiences. So teach, and then regularly include historical examples where conservative principles have worked in America. You got one or two to highlight there from the text.
Yeah, I'll read a couple of more criticism. They're a lot of praise, but this one says, don't wander in the group talk. Keep it more focused. Caleb says, focus more on conspiracies, cover-ups, UFOs, and Bigfoot.
Don't wonder, though. Stay focused. If you want to send more of your feedback, and it could be personal and more thoughtful, it can be criticisms, that's fine. Go to the Annie Fry Show Facebook. Send messages there. They come to me. My husband can see them as well. Just keep that in mind. The YouTube poll results for today. How would you like to see the Annie Fry Show evolve? 58% of you voted stay the same. Thank you for that. That's very kind of you. Now let's get to the criticism. More cultural discussion, the one I wanted to do, 9%. Loser. Okay, got it. 14% said more lighthearted fun and 19% said more political discussion. Give us your feedback. We would love to have it. There's also a feedback form at anniefryshow.com. Mark Rudin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.